from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's nobody I'd rather be talking to right now than Dominic Smith. I appreciate you swinging by. So, first of all, how's life going? How's this whole experience? Because you lived a life with the Mets, you lived a life with the Nationals, you lived a short life, you know, with another team. Yeah. Now you're living a life for the Boston Red Sox. How's it going?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been a wonderful time, wonderful transition. Very thankful to the front office and the coaching staff, the fans. Everybody has received me real well, and I'm just very happy to be here. And just look forward to continuing helping the Red Sox win some ball games.
Let's go back. I'm going to jump all the way back to when you were drafted in the first round. And like I told you before, like I like to talk to guys about that process, about the expectations leading into it. Like as these weeks leading into the draft. What do you remember about that? Because it's hard, right? You want to play with your guys, but also, like, I don't want to get hurt. I want to be drafted high. What do you remember about that?
I remember being in high school, my senior year, playing with some of my best friends, and just remember going to those workouts and really trying to just have fun. I knew that senior year, it's a special year. You're going to graduate. You're going to move on. So I just really wanted to enjoy each moment. I knew I was going to either go on to college and play or potentially
USC,
get drafted
right?
USC. USC, yes.
Right, yeah,
so,
not a bad place to go.
Yeah. So at that time, you know, I just wanted to remain a kid, just really enjoy the moment and not really stress out about anything because whatever happened, I know that, you know, I worked extremely hard for it. So I took those draft workouts. I did well at them. I just remember getting invited to the MLB draft, and once that happened,
you know you're projected because they don't want anybody sitting there at the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Who else was there for that?
Judge was there. Tim Anderson was there. J.P. Crawford, Clint Frazier. It was quite a group.
It was
a great experience. Yeah. They took great care of us. They put us up in a hotel in Times Square and took us around the city, took us through the studio. He just really showed us what the life was like to be a big leaguer before you even get drafted. So it was fun to see the city in that way, to see Studio 42, the network, and see what they do on an everyday basis. And just really tried to take in New York, and it just so happened I got drafted by a New New York team. So
That was like when there wasn't really a studio. There was friends and family, right? That was about
They had a couple. They had
but you didn't, have, you didn't have like the like it was like the Jets fans, you know, like
No, we just had it was strictly friends and family. There was no audience, which it is now, which is Showcase at a different ballpark every summer.
They do it at the All-Star game.
They're trying to do
the NFL thing.
Like. Yeah, so that's great. I love that now. They get the fans more involved and they get the, you know, the guys who get drafted at least a chance to spend time, you know, at the field. They probably get to watch the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably a greater deal.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we have to walk before we can run
with
the MLB draft. Did you go where you thought you were? So you said, like, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to be a kid. But, you know, at the same time, there was still, even in 2013, it was like, okay, you know, Dominic Smith is supposed to go here, you know, or maybe your advisor thought you're supposed to go here.
Yeah.
The business side of it probably was hard to push aside too, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing that we told team was fair round, fair money. if you can take care of my college tuition, obviously that played a big part into it. I was committed to USC, like I said, and I think just really telling the team, you know, I'm honest, I'm fair, and we had calls at the 4th overall slot. We had calls at 7.
Ooh,
we had calls at 10. The Dodgers picked like 16th or something, 17th, and I was a hometown kid, so the good chance that might have worked out. But eventually the Mets called around pick 11. They called a couple picks before. They didn't think I would be there. But it just so happened, you know, one of their area scouts at the time was a coach of mine who coached me since I was 12 years old.
Oh, really? So okay.
He had great familiarity with me, and he really, you know, pushed and vouched for me. Obviously, it's above his, you know, head. The GM had to come out and watch me. And, they essentially called around pick or 7 or 8, and they said, hey, if we're – you're still here at pick 11, like, you're going to be a Met. And when 11 came, I was still on the board. And, my name, they called my
name.
Did
you know? I mean, did you, like, you had, like you said, you had an idea. If I get picked here, I'm probably going to go to play professionally instead of college, right?
I mean, first round, I think that's a pretty high round to go. I mean, I know some first rounders turn it down and go to college. I think it just all depends what your values are. For me, like I said, if I have my college tuition paid for and I have the opportunity to go with a fair round, fair money, I you know, withdrew, you know, the college and took the money and went and played professional baseball. So I can always go back to college when I'm done playing, and that's the biggest thing.
Well, now then you sign, especially New York Mets. I mean, then you have every time you're a high first round pick or a first round pick, you have, there's Dominic Smith. He was drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
And you like, it's the same thing. You like to say, well, no, it's no big deal, but you're the first round pick. And you also want to live up to that, right? How much, looking back at it, did you put pressure on yourself? Did you feel pressure? Or maybe you didn't, I don't know.
I think I just believed in my abilities and obviously my work. You know, I knew it was going to be hard. Of course, every level was going to be hard, challenging, but you put in the work every day and really have that mental fortitude of belief, strength, and that you could really overcome some things. I think that's all you really need to have success. And I kind of learned that at an early age, I would say. I struggled a little bit in the minor leagues. So, you know, it taught me a lot about myself. It taught me a lot about work ethic and just constantly just never giving up. And that's something that's instilled with me from my family. And that's just what I go with every day.
Did you have a good mentor with for the Mets that you want to single out? Or
I mean, I had great teammates, for
great
sure.
Great teammates, yeah.
I'm always good teammates.
I mean, always, like, sometimes, it's like, sometimes someone might say something that just hits the right way, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if there was that moment for you or not.
Yeah, no, it was no real just one moment like that. I had great teammates who took care of me when they were around. Guys like Curtis Granderson, he was a great mentor to me. Obviously, guys like, you know, Taiwan Walker, Marcus Stroman, these guys helped me a lot too as well. So, like I said, it was had great teammates throughout my Met team year. We had a lot of young teams too as well, you know, guys like myself and you know, McNeil, Conforto, Pete, JD, Davis. So I think, you know, having that young team learn together, you know, that helped me too as well. So I can't say they were my mentors, but yeah, they were my teammates
who helped me. No, it's good to have, yeah.
So
the last thing is, there was, this is totally off topic, but you mentioned the Mets and the Francisco Lindor goes back to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. When that trade went down, like, everyone has a different reaction to it. What was your reaction?
I'm super excited. Like, I don't know. Like, I had, like, no real, like, words. I think I was just very shocked. You know, you get a once-in-a-generation player like that. I think, you know, he changes the whole organization dynamic. Just one player. And then get Edwin Diaz, the best closer in the game. I think, you know, at the time, it was something that I couldn't believe. We're super excited, extremely excited. We couldn't believe it, like I said, but it was fun. It's super fun.
Was there, when you showed up, was there like, okay, here we go?
Yeah, mentality? Of course. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. We felt like we could win the World Series. So I'm telling you, one player, like, at that caliber, we really felt like we could compete in the World Series. And that's the type of player he is. That's what he wants. And I'm sure they'll win one in New York before it's all said and done because of how hard he works. The organization really wants him. And I think, you know, having him playing shortstop for you, it's, I don't think it's too many
it was
other
different,
players
was
better
it
than that.
More different than you thought? Like, you knew he was a good player. I don't even know if you knew him at all, but.
No, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't even play against him until he came over to the Mets. So, just seeing his work ethic every day, obviously his defense is insane, and then he has the knack for the big moment. Big clutch hits, clutch home runs, and he's so smart. He teaches a lot of the young guys the game the right way, how to play. Mm-hmm. And I think his brain really separates himself from a lot of other players. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's Lindor.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
Sure.
Thank you.
For sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.